Hi, it's Chris here. You've probably heard the saying, you are what you eat, right? But there's probably another one that's less widely heard about, which is you are what you believe, or as I like to say, you act on what you believe. Why is that true? It's because every decision that we make consciously, not the automatic ones, but every decision that we make consciously is designed to keep us in alignment with how we see ourselves and our sense of identity. So every decision, every choice we make, like the choice of food that we eat, is supporting how we see ourselves. The choice of whether and when we go to do some exercise is how it supports how we see ourselves. The choice of programs that we watch on the telly, or the choice of entertainment we go out to see, all of those support how we see ourselves. So we are what we believe, right? That's the idea. Now, the point about that and the relevance of that is that the brain, the decisions, of course, are made in the brain, but the brain's role, its primary function is to keep us safe. Right? It's to keep us away from danger, right? And we're all here today which gives evidence to the effectiveness of that, right? Now, what does safe mean? Safety typically means fit in, stay part of the pack. There's safety in numbers, right? Because in an evolutionary sense, obviously, if you were ostracized, sent away from the pack, you were really genuinely in danger. So the brain's job is to say, oh, fit in. Be careful, don't stand out. And the consequence of that is actually the brain's job is not to help you grow, because to grow, it means do something different, stand out. And there's danger in growth, there's risk in growth, and it goes against what the brain really wants you to do. And so that is why, if we look across all kind of social media platforms, for example, that's why the majority of what we see is the same kind of stuff, right? It's because everyone's trying to fit in what's socially acceptable. In fact, the idea of likes, right? People chasing likes, they're saying, please accept this perspective. Let me test whether I do at the moment fit in. Will you like me? Are we the same tribe? Are we the same group? Do we share the same beliefs, right? So it's really, really hardwired in. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that's how society functions. However, there is a consequence, and the consequence is that when everyone's doing the same thing, the result is average performance. Now, there's nothing wrong with average performance, except that look around and say, is the result of being average what we want? I think the typical view of what average actually means in financial situation, for example, is not having very much savings, not quite hand to mouth, but really a very short buffer. That's why so many people who end up being self-employed, for example, for many, many of those, there was a high proportion. It wasn't the result of a conscious decision. Typically, there was a trigger action, that like redundancy, lots of reasons why the redundancy might have happened, but they found themselves in a situation or a position where they now are able to choose, or it's one of the options at least, to become self-employed. But if you've been through that experience, you know what that's like. The brain is on fire at that point, right? It's saying, oh, I'm out of the pack. I'm on my own. I'm in danger. And for many, it's a terrible position to be in. And yet, for those who choose to stick with the self-employed route and create a thriving business, they look back on that and say, what was I thinking? And I wonder how many times people you've met and said, when they said, oh, I've just lost my job, what's your instinctive reaction there? Is it to say, oh, I'm really sorry? Right, support, because it's dangerous? Or is it to say, hey, congratulations, fantastic opportunity just opened up for you? Right, it's all about beliefs and perspectives. And so it's all, again, it's reinforcing how we see ourselves. It's making decisions based on identity. And so I wonder if we were aware of what our beliefs were consciously aware, whether we would choose and make different decisions that are braver than simply fitting in. I wonder, in financial terms, if we're running businesses that are less than, say, 10,000 a month coming in, I wonder if that result is because that's how we see ourselves. I wonder, when we're running businesses that are bringing in, say, 40,000 a month, I wonder if that result is the impact of how we see ourselves. Or if we're bringing in 100,000 a month, I wonder if that result is a result of how we see ourselves. And how we see ourselves is simply the manifestation, the explanation, articulation of beliefs that we carry, about ourselves and about what's possible. So when we find ourselves thinking and saying, "Now, but that's just how it is," that's not true. That's a perspective. When we find ourselves saying things like, "Yeah, but I just reached a ceiling and I can't go any further in this business," again, that's just a perspective. It's just an opinion. When we find ourselves saying, "Yeah, look at them, but it's different for them," it's not. Well, it is different for them, but it doesn't mean it has to be different for you. It's a perspective. It's just a belief. And so I wonder if we became aware of what our beliefs were, how that were to change the decisions we make, and what impact that might have in our businesses and our lives. Right? But it's not natural, in inverted commas. It's not easy to do, because we come from a place of saying we need to fit in. That's the challenge we have. That's the opportunity we have, I think. I wonder what decisions we'd make if we were choosing to be different. Something to think about, maybe. That's me done for this one, and I'll see you in another video. Bye for now.